说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese.
This is Chinese Pod, Chinese on your terms. I'm John.
你好，我是 Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. Today it's an intermediate lesson.
对，要讲到一个很多人有点头疼的问题，就是成语。成语。
Ah, okay, a very quintessentially Chinese language item.
是的。
So 成语are these like usually four character set phrases.
没错。
Like idioms.
是。
That only Chinese has.
对，而且有一点难懂。
Yeah, some of them are really hard to understand. Others are simple.
对。
Let's do the tones on that. What are they?
成语，成语。
So second tone, third tone.
对。
If you're a beginner student, you might not know about these at all. This might be your first exposure.
对。
If you're an intermediate student, then you probably have heard of them and you're wondering why you're not seeing them. We'll get to all that, but first, the dialogue.
好。
啊，这么多成语，太乱七八糟了，怎么办？
别担心，日常生活不需要那么多成语，知道几个就好，比如乱七八糟。
我还以为四个字的都是成语，结果好多只是普通词组。
成语都是固定的，不能随便改。
真不明白，语言都是活的，为什么我们不能改？
这就是成语的特点。他们好多都是从历史故事或者古典文学来的，经过很长时间才成为成语。
是谁决定的呢？
我也不知道，我又不是语言学家。你别给自己那么大压力，不会成语不影响沟通。
说的也对。
All right, so Jenny, in this intermediate lesson, we actually have a 成语, right?
就是乱七八糟，乱七八糟。
Yeah, this is one of the most common 成语 that you'll hear in spoken Chinese.
因为 life 就是 messy, 就是乱七八糟的。
Yeah, 乱七八糟 describes a mess, a messy situation.
对。
So what are the tones here?
乱,第四声,七,第一声,然后八,也是第一声,糟,还是第一声。
So that would be a 4-1-1-1.
乱七八糟,乱七八糟。那乱七八糟呢不一定是非常不好的就是你也可以形容你搞不懂的东西有一点混乱、
Okay, so it's a little confused, a little bit muddled
对
You can also call it 乱七八糟
没错那么成语啊真是日常生活中不太需要、日常生活中不太需要
Okay, so you don't actually need 成语 to communicate in your daily life
对
So your daily life, how do we say that again?
日常生活,日常生活。
All right, so we know that 生活 means one's life.
对。
And 日常 means like daily.
对,就是每天,每日,很平常的。
Yeah, day to day, every day, this kind of meaning.
对。
So if you're not talking about your daily life or your day-to-day life, you're talking about something else that's every day, how else could you use this word 日常?
比如说日常用品。
All right, so those would be your daily necessities.
对,或者说日常对话。
Like an everyday dialogue.
啊,是的。
Okay, so 日常 is fourth tone, that's R-I,
对,没错。然后常,常。是第二声
Second tone、okay.
日常生活John 我还以为四个字的都是成语结果好多只是普通词组
Jenny, you thought wrong on that one
对啊
Okay, so four characters together aren't always a 成语 right?
不是的
So what did you use? You said 还以为
那么以为第三声和第二声说的就是一个错误的想法
Yeah, so if you thought something, but you thought wrong, the verb we use is 以为。
对的。
So that's third tone, second tone.
那么还以为就更加强调 emphasize 你错了。
Okay, so if you use 以为, it's like, oh, I thought, blah, 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 and I was wrong.
对。
But if I say 我还以为, I was like, oh, and I thought, blah, 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 and I was wrong. So it's emphasizing. In English, we tend to use our tone of voice as I...
Your heightened tone of voice.
Yeah, yeah.
那么好多只是普通词组， 普通词组。
Okay, so many of them are just 普通词组。
对，那么普通就是很一般。
Like normal.
对。
Like average, regular.
是的。
Okay, so 普通 is third tone and first tone.
对。
And this is actually the word we use when we talk about standard Mandarin Chinese, right?
对，普通话，普通话。
Ah, good to know. Okay, so we're talking about normal what?
词组，词组，第二声和第三声。
Okay, second tone, third tone, 词组。
对。
So if you deconstruct this word, 词 means word.
对的。
And 组 means group.
嗯。
So in English we say phrase.
哎、
so a 词组 is a phrase.
是
So four characters together, it's not always a 成语 Sometimes it's just a regular phrase.
对有的时候只是普通词组
Okay, clear. All right, let's go back to this one sentence and the person describes their
我还以为四个字的都是成语呢结果
If you look it up in the dictionary, the basic meaning is result.
哎对
But here it's not a noun, it's like it's linking the first sentence to the second sentence.
对的那这里的结果呢就是其实有点这个意思啊。
Right, it doesn't actually mean as a result,、which is another meaning of 结果。
对。
Here it means it turns out,、or in fact.
Fact, 没错。
So what really clues you into the use of 结果 is that what they thought was wrong,、and then here's what's right.
对。
So there's an obvious contrast there.
没错。
So what this 结果 is doing is it's linking them by saying,It turns out that it's actually like this.
那么语言啊都是活的，但是成语你不能说死了，就是都是固定的，你不能随便改。
Yeah, let's look at what you just said, 活的。So language is alive, language is living.
对。
It changes, it adapts.
是的。
It serves its master, it has to survive.
是啊，语言都是活的，那为什么我们不能改成语呢？那是因为这就是成语的特点
Yeah, some things just change a lot more slowly. So in Chinese, one aspect of the language that changes very slowly are these set phrases known as 成语。
他们都是固定的，对吧？这也是他们的特点。
Yeah, let's take a look real quick at this word 特点。
那么特呢，就是特别。
对。
点就是一个点。
So a special point.
是的。
In other words, a characteristic, like a feature.
对。让它很不同的，对吧？
Yeah, 这个 that's how you distinguish it from other things.
这就是特点啊。那当然，语言学家对于成语就会非常了解。语言学家
Chinese linguists, right?
中文的语言学家是的。
So 语言 is language. 语言学 linguistics. 语言学家 would be linguist.
对，但是在英文里面啊。John, 你是学语言学的。
Right, so I might say that's my job, I'm a linguist.
你可以说你是一个 linguist, 可是在中文里面你不能说我是语言学家。因为家在中文里有大师的意思。
So it'd be like me saying I'm a master of linguistics.
没错。
Alright, so it'd be too unhumble.
对,这个家是别人认为你是一个家。
So if someone calls you that, it's fine, but just don't say you are a whatever 学家。
好，那么学习成语啊，千万不要给自己太大的压力啊，不要那么大压力。
Yeah, so 压力 in Chinese, this is the word for pressure. 压力 right?
对。
First tone, fourth tone.
是的。
And also in Chinese, there's not really a specific word for stress. So in Chinese, pressure and stress are the same.
都是压力。
Yeah, so don't stress yourself out. It's the same as don't give yourself a lot of pressure.
没错。
And in Chinese, that's
压力，压力。为什么呢？因为不会成语也不影响沟通，不影响沟通。
Okay, so if you can't use 成语, it will not influence communication.
对。
So 影响, this is a key word here, right?
对。
That would be two third tones.
是的。
Two NGs, right? 影响。
对。
So this means influence.
那么我们这里说的是不影响沟通,不影响沟通。
Okay, and 沟通 is two first tones.
对。
It means communication.
是的。
Right? We have this water radical.It's like a flow of information between people, right?
哎，对对对。
沟通。So if you're talking about not influencing communication, you mean not negatively influencing communication, right?
是。
So is this 影响 always a negative thing?
不一定，要看具体的这个 context 语境。
Okay, so it's not necessarily negative. You'll have to pay attention to the context.
是的，那这个学习成语的朋友啊，最后说，说的也对，说的也对。
Yeah, 这个也 is that also or is something else going on here?
那其实这里也它就是 softens the tone.
Okay.
听起来比较 friendly 一点。
Okay, so if you just say, 说的对 it's like, you're right.
没错。
But if you say, 说的也对 it's like, yeah, you're right.
好像是就是有一个 compromise, 是吧?
Okay, you're admitting something.
对。说的也对我们再来听一遍今天的对话。
Okay.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect.The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the ChinesePod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Ah, 这么多成语，太乱七八糟了，怎么办？
别担心，日常生活不需要那么多成语。知道几个就好，比如乱七八糟。
我还以为四个字的都是成语，结果好多只是普通词组。
成语都是固定的，不能随便改。
真不明白，语言都是活的，为什么我们不能改？
这就是成语的特点，它们好多都是从历史故事或者古典文学来的，经过很长时间才成为成语。
是谁决定的呢？
我也不知道，我又不是语言学家。你别给自己那么大压力，不会成语不影响沟通。
说的也对。
Okay, so Jenny and I said something just now which might have come as a slight surprise to you, which is that you don't really need 成语 to communicate in Chinese.
对，在日常生活中，不会成语不影响沟通。
Right, and if you're part of the normal traditional Chinese studying system, you might have started learning 成语at like a very early stage,
对
maybe in your second year of Chinese. And really, to be honest, you don't have to learn 成语 to be able to speak fluently with people.
是
Now, that's not to say that an educated person in China doesn't know tons of 成语. It's true that they do.
没错，但是我觉得真的不要给自己太大压力啊，因为语言最重要的就是沟通嘛。
Yeah, so if you've been studying Chinese for like 2 years and you're like, I need to learn 500 成语in the next 2 weeks, yeah, don't do that to yourself. You should be working on vocabulary and tones and just knowing how to say what you need to communicate, right?
没错。
The reason so many people learn 成语 so early is because a lot of Chinese teachers teach foreigners the same way that they teach Chinese kids.
是的。
Now, Chinese kids don't need to learn tones. They pick up all their vocabulary from their surroundings.
对对对，那些东西都学过了，所以就在一个级别一个 level， 老师说你可以学一点成语。
Right. So I know some of you are eager to study 成语 and that's great. But don't think that if you can't master all these 成语 you'll never be able to communicate because that's totally not true.
对，比如讲成语知道的不多，但是。中文照样很好。
Yeah, that's the difference between active and passive vocabulary.
如果你想更了解成语的话呢，都欢迎到 ChinesePod.com.
See you there. 再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.ChinesePod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 0853. So just go to www.ChinesePod.com/0853 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.ChinesePod.com/0853.